Today's daf in the Sechet Gittin brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Lamed Hey, and we were holding almost in the middle of the daf at Omer Adir Omer Yemi Abar Abba Rav Shmuel Darmer Tarvayim Lo Shana Ala Bebeidin. This halacha that we had yesterday, that we're not mashbia an almana. The reason we're not mashbia an almana is because of the chumrah of shvua combined with the tendency of an almana who is torachat bifnei hayitomim to be mora hetera for herself and to think that the money that she had gotten shouldn't count towards the ksuva because she's doing all this work. And basically, it should, you know, be mekazez the work and take that money. So they were cheshesh because of the horrible impact, like we had yesterday, of a shvua that in any way was even though the person didn't realize, but that in any way was not 100% accurate. So instead, they made a takana. This was the takana from Gamliel HaZaken, that instead of needing a shvua, which Besdin was very reluctant to do, and therefore she couldn't collect her ketuvah, so in Tikkun HaOlam, they accepted a neder. Today, we have a fascinating psak, that this whole halacha of not taking a shvua is dafka where it was in Besdin. So over there, because they had nikitat chefetz, and they used the Shem Hashem, and it was very chomor. So over there, that's very, very serious. So that they wanted to have the out of using a neder. But chutz le beitin, if you take an informal shvua. So over there, there's no nikitat chefetz. Over there, there's no Shem Hashem. It's essentially the Kabbalah on oneself of an oror. It's like a curse, more. It's interesting, we use that word in English also, swearing, cursing. Right? The two are interrelated. So the idea over there, chutz lebesdin, there it's the equivalent of a shvua, but you don't have these other problems, and over there would be okay to substitute that for the neder.
If a person's over that, what level?
It's a derabbanan. But people take it seriously, so it's serious enough. Fine. Amy, is that too? Notice that Rav Vishmuel Omri Tarvayu is a Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda, which means that Rav agreed to this, and that would put Rav in a contradictory matzav, because Rav Lamaisa would never collect the ketuvah for an almana. If he had this option, Gemara will ask, obviously, why not use the takon of Rabbi Gamliel? But if he had this option, even prior to the takon of Rabbi Gamliel, being mashbia chutz lebes, then what's the problem? So that's a problem. So that's kasha. Indeed, it's true that the lashon that we just had puts Rav into that position. But that was the lashon that they had in Surah, that Rav Yehuda was quoting both Rav and Shmuel. So Besurah Matnochi, but in Narda, the version that they had of Rav Yehuda is that he never quoted Rav. He only quoted Shmuel. So the Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Loshan Rav Beitin, Ovo Chutz Beitin, Mashbi Inota, and in their Loshan, Rav actually said the opposite. No, I disagree with Shmuel, and I hold you cannot be Mashbi Anamone, even Chutz Beitin, Nami in Mashbi Inota, and in this Loshan of Narda, works out beautifully, because this is Rav Lataymi. The Rav, indeed, the Halacha, was Lomar Biktu, Velar Malak. Asked the Gemara, I said, but what happened to that Kona Vrung Gamliel HaZaken? That she could be Makabelet on herself and Neder. So, Veliyadre Veligbi. No, that option was not available in the years of Rav, because Peshnei de Rav, Kili Nidre. People did not take the Dorm seriously. And because of that, he couldn't use the Neder because there was no way to rely on it that she wasn't going to be Meshakeret. There was this woman, an Amona, who comes to Rav Huna to try to collect her ketuvah. Marla, so he says to her, so what am I supposed to do for you, lady? Ma'avidlach. Rav was never magbe ketuvah for an amona. So she said, what kind of amaratzmi you are on here? What is the reason that you wouldn't do that? Because you were always afraid that the amona would take something from the ksuva. Charya shem tzvakot in the neti mikdavati klum. So she jumps and she takes a shvua of a shem Hashem. I should only drop dead if I took anything from my ksuva. So Rav Huna said, oh, if she jumps up and does it herself, that's something else. Modern Rav, because Now, once she already goes ahead and takes the shvur, the bezdin won't be much bigger because they don't want to be makshilar. But it's not that we wouldn't accept the shvur. We'll accept the shvur. So if she jumps up and takes the shvur, then we're no chinami. We'll be semichan. Now, he da'atay lekami the rabba baravuna. By the way, there is one sheet in the Rishonim that holds that this kofetzet does not take the place of the shvur bebezdin, according to Rav. But that because she was kofetzet, we will then make her a shvur bebezdin. Once she was already kofetzet for a shvur. Because this she never swore that she didn't get anything from Miksuva. She swore she should drop dead if she got something from Miksuva, which is not im ne'emit. That's not the shvur she was supposed to take. And Rav didn't accept the shvur. He said, okay, I wouldn't take the shvur chutzal bezdin.
So
she'd have to. So, but this already, once she's kofetzet, so that ain't nothing on it. And we'll allow her to take the shvur and bezdin, but we just won't open the door to her. Anyway, so this, almost all the shvur don't hold like this.
The shvur is like opening the door to a
shvur. Right, it's Rabbeinu Hananel's, yeah. There's another Maisa that came to Ravuna's son when he was the Dayan of Rabba Baravuna. And he says to this Amona, what am I supposed to do for you? Rav wouldn't be Magbi Ktuva for Amona. My own Abba Mori, lo Magbi Ktuva la Amalata, so I don't have any options. So she said, okay, all right, I understand. So at least Paskin me the mizonot that I should be able to have, you know, an allowance and food because I'm an almana that's staying in the home. So he says to her, well, you can't get mizonot either. It's too late because that's Rav Shita, but Shmuel Paskin, that once she's tovaya terktuva bebezdin, so then she doesn't get any mizonot anymore because the only psak of mizonot that the Baal gave her was as long as she is yoshevet happily in his home, lichvodo. Once she's megala data that she wants to collect her ketuvah, so then the mashmot is that she's planning on moving out and she wants to get married and start her own life. So then he didn't give her mizonot, so you just lost your mizonot. Amralei, so she said to him, afchu al kursei, they should turn his chair upside down into the grave, you know, gudnik. Kebei treyav adatiliwa, you pasket both like Rav and Shmuel just to screw me over? And she rocks out. So they were very upset. This is a pretty bad klola. So they actually took his kisei and they turned it upside down, that it should be. I mean, obviously that's not what she meant, but at least that way it would be a fulfillment. They flipped over his kisei. So afchula kursei v'tortzu, and then they put it back up again. But you should know that afilo achi, from that day on, he was always sick. Afilo achi lo ifrik michusha, he was always weakened. His body was weakened after this maisa. Be very careful from these almonas. What you can do is you can either make or take a neder in Bezdin according to the das of the Yesemian, or you also have the option of Ashba'ah. You can also take a shvu if it's Chutzla Bezdin, which in fact is the way that Shmuel Paskin. And listen here. Leite Kala, I want you, after you do this, I want you to spread the word, v'lipo bo'udne, and I want it to reach my ears. Meaning, I'm not telling you theories now. I want to make sure that you are actually going to use this in court and create a precedent. Because I don't like this business of Amun is not collecting their tzuva, because people are saying, we can't collect like Rob, we can't do this, we can't do that. You have plenty of options. And I want to make sure that I hear about them, that they're in use, and that we paskin like Shmuel. I need to hear that it actually took place.
So the women will be getting that before.
Yes. Yes, this is an intolerable situation. Kufa. Omer Rebbe Zera, Omer Shmuel. Getting back to that original question that we had yesterday, we spoke about at the beginning of this daf, is that for some reason the almana is different than the grusha. Okay, we answered that the reason that that's true is because the almona is mora hetera lenafsha, right? But meanwhile, let's get back to the mimer of Shmuel, because Shmuel was the one who said that you should know that this is only true about an almana. So loshonu al almana, that we have this problem. Mashein a grusha, we can be mashbi inota, and Therefore, we're mashbiinota. Now, again, this does not mean every grusha mashbiinota. Normally, a grusha does not need to take anything. She collects like any balat chov. There's no reason for us to assume that srori atfas, except in special cases. But there are five such cases that the Mishnah listed. But in any event, the mashma'ut of what Shmuel said was that we do not have the option that was created by Rav Gamliel Hazaken for the grusha. In other words, it's true we can be mashbia, right? And we take that to mean, and therefore we don't have the alternative of her taking a neder according to the das of the Yitomim, which was part of the takana of Rav Gamliel Hazaken, because we lumped it together. If you need to take a shvua, then you can't take a neder. But because you can take a shvua, what about that came to make a neder? So then it follows that the grusha, who can still take the shvua, does not have this option of taking a neder, as per the dot of the other members of the family. But the question is that true? Is it true that a grusha da adra lo, that if the grusha did take herself a neder, that it wouldn't be good enough? We had an actual case where somebody was collecting on a ketuvah in Bavel, and the get had taken place in Eretz Yisrael, and the Beit Din sent a court document that listed Eich Plonita Bat Ploni, how Mrs. So-and-so, Kabilat Gita Miyada Da Acha Bar Hedaya. She received a get from a gentleman by the name of Acha Bar Hedaya, who is called Ayamori, and he owns these fields back in Bavel. This took place in front of our court, and she took the proper course in which she was nadaret v'asar perot shaba olam ala. She accepted a neder as per the ratzon of the yetomim and the yorshim. And she answered the perot of the world on her that lo kabilit miktuvata, that she had nothing from out of her ktuva during the course of their marriage except for one coat, a guluf karachat, Rashi says kota, and one sefer Tehillim and one sefer Iyov and one sefer Mishlei, which were all worn out anyway. They were blue in. And we assessed the total value of the items that she had received towards her ketuvah, and their total worth was chamisha mana. So just deduct that from what she is owed for her ketuvah, and likishetavol yetchem, when she comes back to Bavo, where he has his property, then she can collect on the basis of this document the remainder of her ketuvah. Hagboa et hashar. So anyway, but the bottom line is that the court in Eretz Yisrael seemed to take for granted that they could collect for her on the basis of an neder without her making a shvua, because she's an adra to the household, right? Answers the Gemara, Mervashi, that wasn't a get. Even though it said a get, it was a get yabmin. So one of the brothers had passed her on the other brothers by giving her a get after the death of his brother, which means that she would collect her ksuvah. I mean, obviously she still needs chalitza, but it's not our problem. But at that point, she collects her ksuvah as an almanah. So this is an almanah, not a grusha. Get yabim doesn't create a grusha. And therefore, they followed standard procedure for an almanah. So what happened? The Rebbe and Gamliel Hazaken was mitaken shetei noderet. And that's enough, says Rav Huna. It's all very nice for her to be noderet if she doesn't have a husband. But if she got a husband, what good is her being noderet? Her husband will just go and be made for the neder. So she doesn't care. So she says, yes, I will never go to the movies again. And then Saturday night, when her husband says, come dear, let's go out to the movies. Well, I can't, you see, because I told him I didn't get any money from my ksuva, but I really did. And I swore I wouldn't go to the movies again if I... Oh, that's not a problem. I want you to go to the movies. This is Dover Shabbat Olavina. And we got to go together. Family that goes to the movies together stays together, it says, right?
This is a new husband.
Yes, of course, a new husband. So therefore, what good is it for her to be no neret if she has already married? So, Lo Shana B'Shalom Nisait, says Ravuna, but if she was Nisait, you can't rely on being madirinota. Why not? You say my time alone. Because what? Because made for Labala. So then, even if she wasn't married, she could always go and get married. looking men is fun and it means about Mayfilabala. Now come on, what's the matter with you guys? It's been so long since the Dora movie on the Dafyomi. You don't remember Inabal Mayfer Bekodbin. You can't be Mayfer Neta that was there before your marriage. You only be Mayfer in the Dorim of your own marriage. So, okay, fine. So maybe she'll go to a Chocham. The Chocham will be Martin. Oh, dear Chocham, I made this terrible matter. I wasn't thinking, you know, and I really, if I would have known how much tzar I was having, you know, I would never would have made the matter. So he'll go and be Mater. Ah, but that is not a problem, you see, because Ravuna holds Tzarech Lefaret et HaNeder. She's going to have to tell him. I swear I never go to the movies. What'd you do such a terrible thing for? Well, I had this little incident with Besdin. What, are you crazy and I'm going to be mad to your netter? Chas v'shalom. Okay, so she's never going to get any chacham to do that because she's going to have to talk it out and he's going to ask her and so on. Reb Nachman Amar. Reb Nachman says, nah, it doesn't matter if she got married. What's the problem? If she got married, for sure made for Labala. Ah, but there's always an eitzah. We make sure that she takes this netter in front of 10 people. So then if we're Madrian la Barabim, then we can't be made for the netter. Meitve. Niset govak tuvata im nadra. Here it says that if she gets married, she can be gover her ktuva if she takes a netter. Ravuna said she can't. Here he said, before she can. My love, meaning if she takes a netter now, no. That's exactly like Rav Nachman. The nadra hashtag. No! It means if she took an eder, im nadra, before she was married, since ena ba mei fribekodin, it doesn't matter that she was nisayt. If the eder was made before, even though she knew she was getting married, there's no problem, and on the basis of that eder, she could collect. Ah, what do you do about this, Breita? Vatanya nisayt, if she goes and gets married, she can be noderet. Obviously, that means now. She can be noderet now. V'govak tuvata. So you see befeirish like Reb Nachman? Well, it's a machlokas tanoim. We know that there's a machlokas about whether a neder shehud or barabim is meheferable or non-meheferable. And that's exactly what the machlokas was here between Ravuna and Reb Nachman. So each one holds like the tana.
How would he be meheferable?
What?
How would he be
meheferable? Why not? No. The question.
Oh, it's just because I said
it. Yeah. I'll talk about it in a few minutes, okay? So, Iyikalaman Yom and Netashur for Huda Barabim Yeshua, Hafara over here would mean also, as we'll see, either Hafara or Hafara, or Hatara. We sometimes use the word Hafara in terms of the Chocha. Iyikalaman Yom in La Hafara. Iboilu, the question that you just mentioned in passing about being Mefaret HaSaneder. What is the halacha about that? Tzarich lefaret at haneder or eino tzarich? What's the halacha about needing to tell the chacham the details of a neder? Can you just say, I took a neder and I have charata, and so on? Unless you need him to take a petach. But if you say, I have charata from hikara, so then what's it his business to know the details of your intimate neder? So, Reb Nachman Amar eino tzarich. There's no need for the chacham to know the neder. If proper, something to do is Reb Sheshi Samar. Sorry, you do have to tell him.
Moral Chatoad, you know you're in the middle of the Chacham Shekoni and Bidvaro.
You don't need a Petach.
Yeah, if you need a Petach, then obviously he's got to know what to have him open the Petach. Reb Nachman, Omar, you know, sorry. Reb Nachman says, look, it's better not to require him to tell you the over the Neder. Because if you're going to base a Heter of a Neder on specifically the details of what the guy tells you, people are not very medayik. There may be details about this matter that he doesn't quite give over. The chacham only hears what he hears, and he's matir in the neder that doesn't exist. It was a different neder. So he will be basing his atorah on what he hears. You can't rely on people to accurately say things over. Therefore, it's better that he should be matir, whatever the neder was. And that it's like the takon of the Bezdin made about not having lishma for a carbon. It should be lishma, whatever it is. Once we open up the door that you're supposed to know exactly what it is, mistakes can happen. Now, Shenkin Rapapa says, no, if you don't have the guy need to say over what the neder is, then those nedarim that b'shum ofen you wouldn't want to be matir, such as a neder of a woman who was coming to collect her ksuva, or such as a person who was neder, is a neder is reason legabe isa mitzvah avera that he would do. If I do this avera, so then such and such, I'm answering myself on this and this. I mean, it's a, we don't want to be matir to those kind of nedarim. So memela, if we milta di yisura, we would want the chacham to know about it, and that way he would avoid making a way out for the person. Now, tonight, what do we do about this? It's a very interesting mission. The mission is talking about a kohen who is an osei nashim ba'avera. So he marries women that are unsuitable for the kohenah. So he's not allowed to do avera in the Beis HaMikdash so long as he's being over avera and he's not machshiv the nidre, the dinei of the kohen. How about if he needs to do an avera right now, and he promises that he's going to get rid of his wives, and he takes a neder on himself in the asrs, he'll never go to the movies again if he doesn't get rid of his wife. So he needs, obviously the movies wouldn't quite be enough, but he would need to be neder hana from them, and that way we know that he's going to go out and he's going to
from
the women. Yeah, and that the way
not the movies,
not really,
because he can download.
Yeah, yeah, it's always touring there. So therefore, it needs to be neder hana, and that would be sufficient. And what that means, as Tosis points out, don't mistake this to mean that after he's megarish his current posel wives, that he's neder hana from any posel women to come. You know, that's not what it means, because v'toni alad, says Mefarshim HaBraita, that he takes this neder, he can go up to the mizbeach and do the aveda. He comes off of the aveda and he writes that get on the spot. So obviously, it's talking about his current wife that he's still married to. If you're going to tell me eino tzarich lefareta taneder, so taina is Rav Papa against Rav Nachman. You see, you don't have to be mefired in neder. What's going to prevent him? Lechashdim also begat bechacham v'shorimai. So you could always go and get a heter from a chacham. Ah, the madrina labor rabim. So we make him take this in front of 10 people. Ah, but now we get back to the yikar question. Which here obviously means hatara, right? But what if you hold the mandiyomer yesh lo hafara? And this is exactly the question that we were saying before. It was not going to help to take the neder barabim if she could still have this hafara. So then what are you going to tell him? Ah, what we do is we matir him al dat rabim. There's a difference between birabim and al dat rabim. Al dat rabim means that it will not help for you to say, well, adaita da achi, I never would have taken the letter, which is the whole process of being matir him, because what we're saying is, listen, this letter has nothing to do with your thoughts on the matter. You are taking this neder according to the way we define our understanding of the neder, and this is what you are limited by. So if he's madrin le'adat ramin, Mema pointed out that la'alocha, even the man diomer holds, a neder shuhudar birabim yesh lo hafara, but a neder that's neder al'dat rabim ain't lo hafara. However, that's only if it's the dvar harishut. This is only if there's something that we have no reason to believe that the rabbim would be interested in getting a heter from a chacham. But if it's a dvar mitzvah that is very choshev, then we assume that the rabbim would also want us to have a hatara, and then yesh lo hafara. Because there was this Rebbe in the cheder that Rav Acha made him take a neder that he would never take a job in a cheder again, because he used to knock off the kids by beating them up a little too much when they wouldn't misbehave. So the Avik Parsha be a new kid. So they figured, you know, we can't have a violent child abuser in school. But then Ravina gave them the job back because they couldn't find a teacher that was so medayik. And I mean, it's far more important to have diuk after all than, you know, you lose a few kids here and there. But in the end, at least the ones you have know how to say a pasuk properly. So ahadre ravina, deloishtakek the diuk avate. And so memela, you say that obviously everybody would go along with that because it's important to have good teachers. And therefore, slightly different than current Western sensibilities. I understand.
It's the Stalin College of Education. There'll be fewer but better teachers, students.
I mean, just think how much more you would have achieved. You know?
Yeah. I don't even go there.
All right. Lamed Hey. Omer of Yudam Rabbi Yomer Bar Abba, Rav Shmuel Damer Tavayo Lo Shanu Ela B'Beidin to take a shvuah. For Chutz L'Beidin, we can be Mashbia Amon. Any Varav Lo Mabek Tuvil Al Malata, and you say that he had an option of collecting Chutz L'Beidin? That's a problem. Kasha. So Besura Mat Nohachi, and they ended up with a Kasha, but the Narda Mat Nohachi, and therefore there was no Kasha. Because in Narda was Omer of Yudam Shmuel Lo Shanu Ela B'Beidin. But Rav held a few chutz beitinami in mashbinota, and that worked out perfectly. Rav latayme, the Rav lomabek tuvel armalata, and therefore it's clear why now. No, it's not. You could still take a neder. No, v'liadre v'ligbaya. No, b'shnei the Rav didn't have that option because kilei midra. Now he almana that was datay lekame de ravuna. Oh, Marla, what can I do? Mavidle, Rav, my big tuvel armalat. Omrale, midi utaina la diomanda kita midi miktuvati. Hi, Hashem tzvakot, in the native miktuvati klum. Omravuna, oh, nu, mode Rav bekofetzet. Ahida, taila kamida Rav baravuna. Oh, Marla, what can I do? Rav, my big tuvel armalata, and my own Abba Mori, my big tuvel armalata. So, Omrale, okay, so at least half in his own. Omar la mizoni, I can't give you either. Nami let lech biomer v'yam shmuel atovat k'tuvata bebeidin ein la mizonot. Omar la yavchu al kursei kebeitrei avatri avchu al kursei v'tirtzu avafilo achilo yifrik michusha. Omar v'yam yabira, you can either be adra bebeidin or ashba chutz bebeidin, but I want that k'tuvah collected. V'leiti kala v'lipo ba'odni the beidnat kiecha bina kiecha de avid ba'maisa. To collect, to vote for almanot. Gufa. Amre bizera mashmo. Lo shana ela almana. Vagrusha mashbinota. What, you're telling me that only mashbinota? A grusha that took an editor is insufficient? Vashochu mitam. Eich plonita bat ploni. Kabilet gita min yada da acha bar hadaya de mitkaria ayamori. And she was noderet properly in court and oser peroch balamala. Dolok bilat miktuvata ela gluf kara achad v'sefer tehilim achad v'sefer iyov v'mem shalot b'luim, and we assess the lot v'sham num b'chamisha mona and l'kishetavol yetchem hagbua et ashar. Om Ravashi, that wasn't a get of Gerishin, that was a get Yabmin, and she was collecting as an almon. Hitkin Rabbi Gamliel Azakain Shetei Noderet. Am Ravuna, well, she can only be Noderet if she can get married. Zoshan Mishal Niseit, Abba Niseit, Ein Madirinota. What, why not? Niseit my time alone, but the Mefer Labal, so even if Lo Niseit, what happens if she goes to get married now and Mefer Labal? Ein Abal Mefer Bekodmim. So if you're worried about her getting out of the letter, she couldn't she always go to Chochem. Nechash Duma Azal Gabi Chochem. Vesharila. Kasov Atzarek Lefaret Et Aneder. Reb Nachman Omar, a filo niseit. Why? Niseit. For sure the bow is going to be made for. Madrin lo berabim. Made for. Niseit kuva ketuvata im nadra. I love im nadra hashta, right? No, im nadra from before is what it means. The nadra niikara. Watanya niseit. No deret v'kovag tuvata. Okay, so it's a machlokes tanai. Ikal aman yomar neder shuda barabim yesh lo hafara. Ikal aman yomar in lo hafara. Iboil, tzorich lefaret et haneder or ino tzorich? Reb Nachman, reino tzorich v'popar metzorich. Reb Nachman, reino tzorich, because you're going to end up making kilkulim. Iyamar tzorich, how about if Zimne the guy's lady diburi doesn't say it over properly? And the chokham haydi shama mefer. Remember, Papa, I'm on the contrary. Tzorech, Mishu Milta di Yisura. Tonight, a Kohen who is no saint, Hashim Ba'avera, Pasul, Fravoida, Achi, Dor, Hana'ah. Tani Aloma, we say Yidor Alam means from his current wife before the Gerishin. There could be no der, v'yoved, and then Yoredu Megarish. V'yamertinu tzorek l'faret et haneder. Why aren't we cheshish lechesh dimozul agabi chacham v'sharile? So clearly you do have to be mefaret et haneder. No. Maybe it's talking to Madrian le'berabim. That would only work l'man diomer neder shudu berabim en la'afara. What about according to the Bandi Yama? Neder shudu berabim yeshu afara. But al dat rabim ein lo afra. But of course, ani mili l'dvar harashut, av l'dvar mitzvah. Even a neder al dat rabim yesh lo afra, if it's assumed that the rabim would want that. Because who makri dar the kever v'acha was madri al dat rabim that he won't take any more jobs as a teacher. Davi Parsha Biyanuke, and in the end, Ravina took him back. Lo ishtakech the dayakavatein.